Hi guys, it's been a while. How are you all doing? How is business? How is life? And how is everything? Trust that you're doing okay and you're keeping it together. You're just pushing and taking it one step at a time. So I was thinking of something this morning and I was like, let me just come share it and record this podcast, and I'm very sure that somebody will get value and will learn a thing or two. I want to share how important time is in growing a business, right? Why is it important to give your business time? The reason why I want to share it is because I come across a lot of new business owners who want to go all in and get all the results in one day and are getting worried because they're not growing on Instagram or making the sales they expect to be making or not meeting particular set goals and all that. So it got me thinking, and I remember vividly that when I started my business 4 or 5 years ago, I had these exact fears. Not necessarily because I was not sure that my business would thrive, but because I was concerned that I was not making the progress that I thought I should be making at that particular time and all that. The worries, the fears, the agitation and all that really was something very big to me then. I'm not saying I don't worry about my business or I don't have certain uncertain things right now. It's something that we keep facing from time to time, but we keep going as the day goes by. So this morning I was thinking of something happened. I sent a package to a customer and the person did not get back to me as to whether they have received the package. The person usually drops a feedback, right? When the person orders, the person will be like, okay, I like this package, I love this thing about it, I love that thing. General feedbacks about the product. So I got thinking, I'm like, okay, I didn't hear from this person. This person has not dropped a feedback. Let me reach out and ask. So I dropped a message on WhatsApp. I was like, hi, how did you like your order? Did you like your package? I'm here to just get a feedback. And then I got thinking, some years back, I dreaded that. I was so afraid of asking people for feedback because I wasn't sure what I was going to get. I wasn't sure if I was going to get a positive feedback. I wasn't sure my product was good enough. So if I send someone my package, I was always afraid that this person is going to call to say, so Debbie, I didn't like it, Debbie, it didn't meet up to expectation and all. So I dreaded feedbacks. I was so afraid of feedbacks. But then with time, I became comfortable with asking for feedback. I became comfortable with whether it's a positive or a negative feedback, because I know a negative feedback is an opportunity for me to adjust certain things about my product. So I became comfortable. I wasn't afraid whether it's going to be a positive feedback or negative feedback, because I know either way I get an opportunity to improve on my product. And that didn't happen overnight. It happened because I grew, I got better, I improved on my product, I improved on my services, I improved on my delivery. So I wasn't, I'm at a place that I am no longer afraid of getting a feedback, whether it's a positive one or a negative one. So all I am trying to say is time is one of the most important things in life. Once you give something time, you allow something to grow, you will get better at it. So you don't have to rush everything at once. You don't have to rush all your results, all your processes. You're just starting your business and you want to do everything there is about business on your first month or first year. So all what I'm trying to say now is give it time, give your business time, allow yourself to grow. All the things you worry about will just fall off. All the things you're afraid of will fall off. You will get new fears, of course, but there's no need to worry about certain things at the moment. Just give yourself time, give your business time. You will grow. There is no seed that grows in a day or the moment they plant it. So that growth you're looking for, the success you're looking for, the sales, your target goals will all come one day. But as for now, focus on the now, focus on growing, focus on improving your products, focus on improving your services, focus on living today, focus on doing you today, focus on doing your business today, and then allow time to do the rest. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying time will solve all your problems. I'm saying as you're doing the work, as you're putting in the effort to see that you get the result, also allow time to do its job. Give it time. You don't have to achieve everything on day one, right? You don't have to get everything figured out. You don't have to get your website running, get all your social media set up in one day. Give everything time. Take it one step at a time. Be patient. Embrace patience. Patience is key, even in business. That is it for today, guys. Hope you found value. Let me know. You can follow me on social media, Deborah Serke. I can drop a comment and I will reply. See you guys next time. Bye.